This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that number here is 855-660-4261. And so we got about an hour left in the show. So we are going to do everything we can to help you out today. We do have a few calls on the line. So Nathan, who's up next?
Wayne is in New Hampshire.
Wayne, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can I help you today?
Morning, Patrick. Hey,
good morning.
Couple of questions. I planted some arborvitaes about 3 years ago, and they're about 5 feet tall.
Okay.
And I wrapped them with burlap last year for the first time. Just didn't know what we were going to get. They're getting buried in the along side of the road. But on top, I lost the new growth from last year. I mean, it looks like it's dying, and it's wilted over, and it's about 6 to 8 inches high, and
okay.
It's brown. And I meant to call you last week and the week before, but do I cut the top of that thing off? Will it be okay?
Yeah, so if it's brown and dying there, it's not going to come back, right? So what I would look for you to do, I mean, I know it's definitely obviously green underneath, so... it's viable, but it's basically like you're hedging it in a way. It's actually going to be long term. It could be more beneficial for the plant because what's happening is when you're cutting it back like that, you're rejuvenating it a little bit and being like, all right, give me something else. And you're releasing a lot of those hormones that are behind it to go to the next stage, if you will, of their life. So it seems hard because, you know, they're younger, so it's not like they're meant to get bigger. You want them as that, you know, decent size hedge, but it actually will benefit them long term. So it's not actually a complete bad thing.
Okay.
So what I would also look to do, have you fertilized them at all?
I put Polytone on them last year. I haven't done anything this year.
So I would put Polytone on.
I want to talk to you first.
Yeah, I would appreciate it. I would definitely put Holytone on them, okay?
Right.
Water them in, use the Holytone. You could even use Plant Tone if you have Plant Tone, up to you. Either one of them will work because they're going through a little bit of shock, right? So they need something to give back. So fertilize them, water them in. Prune them back, and then I would also, you said they've been there for a few years,
right?
And I know they've probably established a root system, but because they're going through shock, I would see if you could, you know, water them, start watering them again this spring like you would if they were almost a new plant.
Okay.
Might be a good idea to grab like a soaker hose.
Right.
And move it around each one and then be able to turn it on for like 25, 30 minutes. Let it really soak into the plants because that will really help rejuvenate it as well.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, my other question is, my summer sweets, the buds from last year, some of them are still on, the ones that are off are good. Do I cut those back too, snap those off, or the flowers?
So on, you know, you're going to want to get rid of the, you know, the old, you know, last year's flowers, because they're not going to do anything at this point. You know, they're not going to help you for this year.
Simple right back to the branch.
Yeah, it'll help with new growth, pushing new growth for it. They want, you know, best time to really do it is late winter, early spring. We're technically in spring still, even though it feels like it's summer.
We've only had spring for a couple of weeks up here.
So it's not bad. So you're actually you're okay to continue to do that for the season. I'd fertilize those as well. You know, you could use a plant tone, whatnot. Water those in. You're not going to have to go as much with the watering as you are with the arborvitaes, because the arborvitaes are more of a in shock, whereas the clethora, this is just a natural, the summer sweet is just a natural process for them.
Okay.
All right.
All right, great. Yep, thank you.
Sounds good. You have a great one, Wayne.
You too, bye.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And I know we have another call on the line. I'm actually kind of nervous, Nathan. You told me it's your mother, and I want to make sure I'm right here. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Teddy's in Minnesota.
Teddy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. This is kind of a surprise to me. Actually, we moved into a new house late last fall, and the gardener had done a beautiful job, but I didn't know exactly what I had. As things came up this spring, it's interesting. She has a couple of beds that are absolutely clear of mulch, but also clear of any weeds. Mm-hmm. And then a couple of others that look like normal ones that I've always had that you needed to mulch to not have weeds.
Yep.
What has she done in those special, in those beds that she doesn't have weeds in and there's no mulch, and I'm just kind of surprised, and how do I keep doing that? Because mulch is a pain in the butt sometimes.
It definitely is. You know, so there are some products out there that are considered pre-emergence, right? The pre-emergence will actually help protect from weeds coming through and popping through. So there's a product out there called Preen. So it's P-R-E-E-N. That is it comes in like a little granular. You spread it over the ground, and it can help protect plants from coming through. What could have also happened is maybe a little bit deeper in the soil that you're just not seeing is a weed barrier that's underneath that's causing it.
He does have a weed barrier underneath. I have noticed that.
So that weed barrier will also, you know, if you get a, you know, a pretty decent size thickness to it, can last up to 15 to 20 years. It's built way. So that could be the major thing here keep the weeds down, so you're not really having to do as much. Because, as you said, mulching every year, constantly doing it just to keep the weeds down, it's like, I just want to enjoy what's there and not have to focus on the little details to get there. You want to be able to go outside and enjoy the weather. So that's probably part of it. It could be a combination. A lot of people will use the weed fabric, then put a well, they'll actually use a preen, right? Put it down over the soil, then put a leaf, put a weed fabric over it, and then some will put more soil or mulch over the top to not worry about it. It's like a 1-2 punch for it. And I think I think that's probably what's going on. So take a look for a weed fabric that has a longer it lasts longer. So there's so many different styles out there. You'll see some that are just a couple years. They're not very thick. They're very inexpensive. If you look for one that's like a contractor based weed fabric, which means it's a little bit thicker, and it's going to last you longer. Some will say right on it how long they will last. So definitely take a look at that.
Okay.
Okay.
One thing I, we are right on a lake, and I'd like to really be moving toward organic materials.
Yep.
So that I'm not dumping things into the lake.
Understandable.
Is there a preen that's organic based?
So that preen is not organic based. There's no real. See, there the one product you could use as a pre-emergent, like killer for some of these weeds would be like a corn gluten meal. So, a lot of people use it for the lawn to prevent like crabgrass, those types of things. But you can buy it in a bag. It comes in little pellets. And it's corn gluten, and it's you can spread it over, and what it does when it's watered in and put into the area will actually create a barrier from the weeds. You might still get a few weeds here and there, but that would be an organic way of using a pre-emergent. Okay. So it's called corn gluten. It's derived from corn, and some of them will actually have a fertilizer to it. So you might actually see it as like a 10-0-0 for fertilizer. So it might actually be a good boost of nitrogen for some of the plants in those areas.
Okay. That sounds good. That sounds really good. Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right, Teddy. Well, I appreciate you because you brought us Nathan, and I love Nathan. Helps us out so much here. So thank you for calling.
I appreciate it. Thank you for the information, and thank you for the compliment about Nathan. I appreciate him, too.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got a little over a half hour left in the show. So we got plenty of time to answer a few questions for you. So definitely give us a call. I'll say it again. I told this to Nathan off air, but talking to his mom and answering some of those questions just made me feel really good today. And that's what gardening does and helping others does for me. I hope gardening and helping others for you does the same, but it's just amazing to hear some of the, you know, the success stories and what we can do to help everybody with their garden. I just love it. It just makes you feel so much better. With, you know, what we live through each day here. You know, I ended the show last week where I was talking, one of my friends passed away, and, you know, you hear it and you're kind of just like, you get upset, right? You have the bad days and kind of not really thinking straight. And I was just looking, like, I got to do something to feel better. And what do I do a lot of times to feel better? I go out in the garden. And I'm not going to lie to you, I spent 3.5 hours with a leaf blower cleaning an area that I pushed all the leaves to last year, which, by the way, underneath is phenomenal soil now. But gardening just made me feel better. And I've had a different outlook since I did that, right? You know, obviously, you know, these things happen. But helping people with the garden, enjoying the garden, is such a great feeling. So I can't recommend getting into the garden enough, right? It's just, it does something for the soul that no other things can. So let's enjoy it, because right now the weather is great and we can get out and plant anything out there in the majority of New England. Northern New England, not so much yet. We're almost there. Trust me, a couple weeks, you'll be with us. But we're definitely getting there. So we do have another call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Irene is in Lowell.
Irene, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Paul. I really enjoy listening to your show, as I did your dad, and I miss hearing his voice. But I have a question about what looks like a small fern It's about 5 inches long, 6 inches long. And I know that there is a weed out there that looks like this. But in one of my garden areas, I have so many different flowers that I've planted over the years that I don't remember what this could be, if it's something I planted or it's that invasive weed that, you know, I've seen advertised or talked about. How can I tell if it's a flowering plant or if it's a weed?
Well, so, you know, the thing about it is weeds, depending upon the definition that you look at, it can actually aren't necessarily weeds. If they're a plant that's out there that you have no problem with, they're not considered a weed. But that being said, the way to kind of figure out is it a weed if it's not is, has it started to spread everywhere? Has it started to take over areas, or is it still just in one spot?
It actually has spread, not throughout the whole garden area, but probably a foot and a half.
So it's just in the close proximity to where the other plants are? I would, honestly, I'd have to take a look at it completely to see what type it is, but there's lots of ferns growing right now that are just getting started, that it could just be a fern that has moved from one spot to another. And I don't think it's a, you know, if it's a nuisance to you and you feel like I don't want it there, then, you know, honestly, just get rid of it. I would look at, if you don't want it to stick around, don't put it in like a compost pile, put it in, you know, a trash bag and get rid of it that way. Because if you're worried about, you know, putting it in a compost pile, it'll break down. But if it goes to seed, the seeds can spread that way. And we're not, you know, it's not beneficial for you. The easiest, most organic way is to pick it by hand. Or you could be looking at a product by Bonai called Burnout or Weed Beater FE. One of those would work to get rid of it and not harm the plants around it.
Oh, that's what I want to do. Okay, what's it called? Burnout?
It's called Burnout from Bonai. You can get it at Mahoney's up there in Tewksbury.
I was thinking of taking...
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your bioadvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Authorities say the murderer who killed 10 people at a Buffalo supermarket Saturday was live streaming the attack. Live streaming company Twitch confirming that the suspect used its platform to stream a live broadcast during the shooting. Twitch saying it was devastated to hear about the attack and that the user has been indefinitely suspended from their service. The company adding that they removed the video within 2 minutes of it being live streamed. Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown says his city is hurting.
You can't imagine something like this kind of horror, this kind of tragedy taking place. 13 people shot in the supermarket shopping. Working.
President Biden set to make his first trip to Asia this week, visiting South Korea and Japan. You're listening to USA Radio News. Former President Trump rallied supporters in Austin, Texas, Saturday as part of his American Freedom Tour ahead of the November midterms. The president touting his policies, meanwhile criticizing the Biden administration.
Call me conservative, call me liberal. I want a border. I want voter ID. I want low taxes. Call me liberal. Call me anything you want.
Republicans on Capitol Hill are calling for an investigation.
GOP lawmakers sent a letter to the House Oversight and Reform Committee and Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Crisis calling for an immediate hearing on the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's COVID policies. Among the issues the Republican officials raised are the CDC's withholding of hospitalization and vaccine data, the agency use of citizens' cell phone data to track compliance, and its collusion with activist teachers' unions.
Katie Lewis reporting from the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, right at the break, we were talking with Irene. We were kind of finishing up real quick, trying to get it out there towards the end of the conversation. But I just wanted to reiterate. So she has some weeds that, you know, to her they're weeds. Trying to figure out if they're weeds or not, but they are. She wanted to get rid of them. What could she use? So right now you can look for a product called Burnout or use the product Weed Beater FE from Bonide, either one of those. And you would want to spray directly on the plant that you're looking to get rid of. And, you know, the one thing I would do is I wouldn't do it today because they're talking maybe some rain later in the day because we want to have 24 hours of dry temperatures, dry, you know, weather, excuse me. But the thing is we want the sun and we want the heat to help. So look for that as the best way. Because what Burnout does is, so it gets sprayed on the foliage. It breaks down the outer coating of the leaf on the weed. And then it relies on the sun to dehydrate the rest of the plant. And it will kill down to the surface and kill to the root. So you need the combination of the sun being out, this product, and some warm temperatures. We're not talking 90 degrees. We're not looking for that. We're looking for 70s, 80s. Because we know that the sun, when it's warmer out there, almost feels even more. And that's the same thing for a plant. So you spray this product, it breaks down the outer coating of the leaf, opening up it up so that it can dehydrate it. It's kind of like, if you think about it, the same thing that winter winds do to our plants, and we're seeing winter damage, right? So weeds, they don't have as big of a root system. They don't have as much of a spread to them like a rhododendron would, right? So the rhododendrons that have that winter damage, it's from the wind that has dried out the leaves a bit, kind of broken down that outer coating, hasn't and kind of taken the moisture out. So the wind in the winter has done it. It's kind of that's what we're trying to do when it comes to the weeds, right? But this has some oils in it, some citric acid in it, that helps break it down quicker. The winter wind, if you take care of it, you are proactive with wilt stop or wilt proof, it's going to hold that moisture in. We're trying to get rid of the moisture and everything from the weeds. So, you know, kind of see the difference here. But we're seeing a lot of those issues this season. Like currently, in the past couple of weeks, we're just seeing more and more winter damage. And just wondering, you know, you might be wondering, well, it's late, right? It's later in the season, and, you know, we've had spring, and what's going on? And so, it's just the plants are starting to get stressed out even more. Because we had a weird winter, dried the plants out, had a little bit of rain in the early spring, late winter, and now we're getting into a drought conditions again. And I know it rained partially last night. Some of you are getting rain. But there's not a lot of moisture in the soil. There hasn't been. And so our plants usually can bounce back by now because April and the beginning of May, we have a lot of rain showers. But we didn't have a lot of rain in April. So now it's warmed up. And we got some heat. And the plants are like, all right, I give up. I'm done. Do something. You help me. I'm making your yard look beautiful. It's your turn to help me out. And so that's what we got to do for our plants. Fertilizing. Still time to use your holly tone, your plant tone, your tree tone. All of the tones. You know, any tone will do, right? Working on that to take care of your plant. And on some of these, if they're a few years old, even some established trees and shrubs, watering again. Because there isn't a lot of water out there for them to pull from. We've had such drought conditions the past few years, the water table is so low. So they're having a hard time getting there. Now, what are some things we can do to help keep some moisture in the soil? Well, take a look at when you're planting window boxes or patio containers. Use some soil moist. Soil moist, those little granules that can swell up to 40 times the size of them to hold moisture in the soil when you water, to release the water slowly. That way, you don't have to water as much, right? So just think about this. It's basically the same little granules that are in a baby's diaper. Same idea, right? They're not the same granules, but it's the same idea. And what it does, you know, in a baby's diaper, baby uses the bathroom, it holds it into that area. Now with these granules, you put it into the plant area, water it in, it holds the water in that area versus letting it go. So that's a good product to be using this time of year, especially window boxes, patio gardens, even in the garden itself. Another thing you can be looking at doing, because you might be thinking, well, what about the lawn? What can I do for the lawn? There's a product out there called Hydratane. Right? So Hydratane comes in a granular form, and it also comes in a liquid form. So you can look for Hydratane at any of the local garden centers. I know for a fact, because I purchased it, that all the Mahonies, or the majority of the Mahonies, will have it. And if they don't have it, they can get it. But this Hydratane comes in a hose end where you can actually do the whole entire lawn, and you can actually do the gardens, like the perennial beds, the, you know, your established shrubs. You can do all those things. It holds moisture into the soil longer, and it also pulls moisture out of the air, right? We're very humid during the summer. What's humidity? It's moisture in the air. It'll pull that into it. So definitely something to look for. So it's called Hydratane. You know, you could almost do a combination of the two, the soil moist and for use the Hydratane. And another thing, you can actually use this on the vegetable garden, right? So it's non-toxic. So you can put it right in any of the gardens and vegetables. So less water long-term, especially let's get it in now and established in the water before we get all of those watering bans, right? You'll start to see them soon out there. There'll be watering bans everywhere. And let's think about it now versus when the watering ban happens, because you need to get it established a bit. You need the history of a little bit of water, right? That's the thing. So definitely worth it to get one of these products or even both to take a look at. So I will say, you know, I live in Chelmsford now. You guys probably know that but at this point, but there's already a level one water restriction from May 1st to October 15th, right? For that, it's you can water on odd number, so odd numbered addresses can water on odd numbered calendar days from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. and 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. That's the, you know, the automatic sprinkler system and non-automatic sprinkler systems during those times only. So, you know, they do say watering with handheld hoses and watering cans for small flower and vegetable gardens is allowed between 6 a.m. and 9 p.m. on those designated days. But this is, it's already starting, is what I'm telling you. So take a look at your town to see what's coming up with it. You'll start seeing signs around towns like we're in a, you know, water ban, only due this day, or, you know, depending upon the levels, you know, it can go up to level two, which means the same exact things, but you can only water between 6 p.m. and 9 p.m. or level three, no outside water until further notice. These are all things that could be coming. If you follow weather like I do, and I talk about it every week because it affects what we do, you'll notice there's not a lot of rain that's been going on. So let's think ahead, and that's why I'm bringing these things up. You know, I hate to say it, but the watering between 6 p.m. and 9 p.m. on level 2, to me, is almost useless. Why is that? We've gone through the hottest part of the day for our plants without watering. So say you watered at 6 p.m., it's waiting 24 hours during drought conditions. Your plants aren't getting established the water that it needs. It needs to be watered in the morning is the best. So it has all day for the water to sit in it to dry out to the next time. But I understand what they're doing. I get it. I understand why it's 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Doesn't mean I have to agree with it. That being said, just doing what you can now to get water on your plants while there's no watering bans is the way to be successful this season. So, think ahead. Using soil moist in your container gardening, your window boxes, all of that. And use the product Hydratain, either in a granular or a liquid form in your lawn and gardens, vegetables, to keep up with this. So if we do go to the next level of watering bans, we're already ahead of the curve. So just some things to be thinking about. You know, this I know during the week it's supposed to cool down for a couple days and then spike back up on the weekend to, well, we're looking at 90s again. But these are things we got to think about ahead of time, because it's going to get hotter before it gets colder, right? And just looking at the forecast, there might be some rain around the next couple days. Then it's another week to 10 days before more rain. All sun, all heat. So let's take care of our plants. The more we take care of our plants, the better we are. Plants are out there, you know, to provide, they're really to provide a service for us. You know, create oxygen, create, you know, food, vegetables, whatnot. But people who have more plants, more trees, etc., are happier out there. It's proven facts. You can look at the studies. Areas that have more trees planted on the street versus areas that don't are happier, less crime, less everything. Plants, trees, shrubs. There's something to them that really just get everybody going in a happier way. So let's look at what we can do to garden out there. Right now in most of New England, and I say most of the northern parts of New Hampshire, Maine, Vermont, they're not there yet. But it's time to get outside and plant. Get your stuff planted. Your vegetable garden, get out there, buy them, put them in. You know, get it ready because the weather looks great for the upcoming weeks here. It's growing time for your plants, so definitely look into it. If you haven't, it's time. Get out there, enjoy it. Now we're going to take a break here. We'll have one more segment to wrap up the show. So we've had some great stuff today. So if you have questions, call us 855-660-4261. We'll be back to wrap it up.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Bayer Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now you can hold on to that that number for next week. We only got a few minutes left, so if you know, we're here every Sunday, you can join us your local radio station. But you can also go to our website at paulparent.com. You can listen live. You can even listen to some of the old podcasts. So if you miss one or two, you can listen to it and get some of that information. So you can go to our website, like I said, paulparent.com. And there's a spot there that says listen live. Click on that button and you'll actually be taken to an area where you can listen live or listen to old shows. So definitely worth it. The other thing you can do while you're on our website, sign up for the newsletter. Get on there. You can scroll all the way to the bottom. On the bottom of the page, there's a spot that says sign up for newsletter, right? You could also email us, and we can sign you up that way. We have somebody who does some of that in the background to sign you up for the newsletter. Don't fret. You didn't miss anything this week. We had a few technical difficulties with the website. Not our website. The website we do to get the newsletter out. So we couldn't really get one. Didn't have enough time to put everything together. So we just sent out a quick email saying, hey, guys, we're having an issue this week. So tune in to next Friday for that newsletter. Appreciate all the feedback. It's great to see, that you guys are reading it. It's all stuff that my father has written over the years upon years in the industry that we are recycling and putting out there. Some of the some of the newsletters have, you know, some different ideas from even back, you know, 5-6 years ago. Some of them have some of the funny things that we learned to love about him. He had a tendency to, when he did, you know, there's a recipe on there, he would change the word flour. So if you're using flour in a recipe, he would change the spelling to look like flower in the garden. Yeah, little quirky little things. So those are things, I'll tell you right now, I'm never going to change. Because it just brings him into those emails. So he is, he's always with us as part of those newsletters. You're getting a lot of his information. That's where I learned a lot. Hopefully you can learn a lot too. So again, you go to our website, paulparent.com. There's a couple of ways to do it. Scroll down, sign up for the newsletter, or send us an email saying you want to be part of it. I'll forward it along to the gentleman who works with us, Ricky, to add it to the list. But the newsletter should be up and running and back for next week. You know, that's with no issues happening during the week. We're working on it to do our best. So definitely worth it. Anyways, we're going to wrap up the show here a little bit. There's only less than about two minutes left here. Go over a few things. Watering. Starting to water again. I know I'm pushing it and talking about it a lot. But even some of your more established plants that have been in for a few years, throw some water on them to help them out. Because they're going through it right now, just like your others. And especially if they had winter damage, if you fertilize them, make sure you're watering it in. It's going to help move that fertilizer through. A lot of them have a small percentage of water-soluble fertilizer. And it's usually nitrogen in there, so it gives it a quick green. Right? So that's why the watering in is important. So definitely do what you can to water your more established plants and trees. There's also rabbits everywhere. Product out there called Rabbit Scram I want you to look at. It's a great one. It's dried blood. And the best part about it is when it gets watered or rained on, it enhances it. Whereas a lot of the other products out there, when it rains, it gets watered, you have to reapply it. This one just makes it stronger, which means it's scarier for those little bunnies running around. And I'll tell you, the bunnies have been busy, because I'm seeing bunnies everywhere. You know the old saying, but this is a family show, so we're not going to get into it. But the fact of the matter is, there's bunnies everywhere, so try to repel them. Move them into the neighbor's yard. Do that type of thing. Anyways, that's going to do it for this week. Till next week, get out there, plant something, and as always, be good to each other. Because you know what? We're all we got. We got to take care of each other, be better long term. So that'll do it. We'll see you next Sunday.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.